Echo Protocol halts cross-chain transfers. After major exploit, Echo Protocol paused cross-chain transactions on May 19 after a suspected exploit hit the Bitcoin restaking project, with the Echo token dropping double digits inside a few hours. The team said investigators were examining the incident and that bridge functions would stay disabled until the postmortem was complete. The halt came as broader crypto markets were already on edge, with BTC trading near $76,932, 5.3% over 7 days, and ETH at $2,133, 7.7% over 7 days. As of May 19, the fear and greed index sat at 39, firmly in fear territory. Echo's initial statement. In its initial statement, Echo Protocol said cross-chain functionality had been disabled as a precaution, that no further user deposits or withdrawals would be processed through the bridge, and that an external security firm was being engaged to trace the on-chain flows. The team did not disclose a final loss figure at the time of writing. Echo's price reaction was sharper than the headline crypto move. Crypto Potato reported a double-digit drawdown within the first session after news broke, well outside normal trading bands for the token. Liquidity on smaller venues thinned out as market makers pulled quotes. Bridge halt, as the safer call, bridges have been the largest single source of value lost in crypto since 2022, with Nomad, Wormhole, Ronin, and Multichain all sitting in the multi-hundred-million-dollar bucket. The pattern that keeps showing up: an attacker drains one side of a wrapped asset, then keeps minting or unlocking on the other side until someone notices. Halting the bridge is almost always the right immediate move, even before forensics are complete, because it stops compounding losses while validators and signers compare notes. That is what Echo's contributors appear to have done here. Keeping transfers offline costs the protocol fee revenue and user trust in the short run, but it caps the blast radius if signers or contract state are compromised. Echo holders bear the first hit. Token prices in this kind of situation tend to overshoot on the way down for two reasons. Holders who hold the token primarily as a governance claim on protocol cash flows have to mark down expected revenue while the bridge is offline. Holders who use the token as collateral inside DeFi positions are forced to sell or top up as their loan-to-value ratios deteriorate. The combination produces forced flow into a thin order book. Recovery, when it happens, depends almost entirely on transparency. Protocols that publish an attack timeline, a contract address audit, and a credible compensation plan within 72 hours tend to retrace a meaningful share of the drop. Protocols that go quiet or contradict themselves rarely do. Context for the broader Bitcoin restaking sector: Echo sits alongside a small group of projects trying to make idle Bitcoin productive without surrendering custody to a centralized intermediary. The basic offer is the same across the category: wrap BTC, mint a liquid receipt, and let that receipt do work in DeFi or as security collateral. The bridge is the load-bearing piece, since users have to be confident that the receipt token is fully backed and redeemable. When that confidence breaks, the receipt token can trade at a sharp discount to the underlying BTC, even if no funds were ultimately lost. Watching the discount close is usually the cleanest read on whether the protocol has actually contained the damage. For users still holding Echo or wrapped Bitcoin variants issued through the protocol, the practical playbook is to wait for an official statement that includes a quantified loss figure, the list of affected contracts, and a redemption timeline. Acting on speculation before those three items land usually means selling near the bottom or paying a premium to re-enter.